For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
So over the weekend, I had my very own gather round. I was calling it cousin gather round because my cousin came over from Adelaide and we went to a couple of football games.
Friday night, Cats rolled over the Dogs, GMHBA Stadium.
Yes, they did. Meow.
Can I just ask, when Jezza was getting close to 10, he kicked 10 goals with 1 second to go.
Yeah, I know.
How were you going? I was thinking about you a lot.
Yeah, I was sweating. I was screaming. I wanted to cry. It was incredible to watch. The man's a gun. He's amazing.
He's very good.
Absolutely. And then we went on Saturday to Port vs Hawks at Marvel Stadium. Now,
just a barn burner.
It was actually all right game.
Yeah, it was actually really good, yeah.
But my cousin says she is a hardcore Port supporter.
One of the best team songs, for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, look, I love her. She's honestly my ride or die. But, mate, I reckon I've got a glimpse at why Port Adelaide supporters have the worst reputation.
Dude, they do. I remember the first time I went to Adelaide. It was like Melbourne Port. And like Melbourne lost. And these fans, like I was walking somewhere in Adelaide, like getting dinner, and they were just laying into. And this is when Melbourne was garbage in like the 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, leave them alone. They're going, they're crap.
Yeah.
They're crap, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you
know.
They know. Yeah, yeah. And look, I can tell you, she was mouthy. She was loud. And let me say, at Marvel Stadium, it is quiet in there with the roof on.
The sound bounces around, doesn't it?
We're in a sea of Hawks and she's screaming, "We believe Butters! Come, Port!" Like the most aggressive woman in the crowd. And I just thought, yep. Makes sense. This is why I've heard we're awful, we're feral, and it's because of people like my dear, beautiful, gorgeous cousin says.
Yeah, but I tell you, like when you think of like when you think of like footy fans, it's hard because you do go, oh, fans of that team, they suck.
Rough.
They're the worst. They're mean. You don't want to hear it. I feel like Collingwood copped it for a long time and probably still do. I don't know. Like, as an Essendon fan, I think we've just kind of a bit numb at the moment. So I don't know how we're feeling about it.
You're real quiet over there at Essendon, you know.
Yeah, guys, come on. Yeah, good game.
Yeah, good on ya. Don't want to celebrate too many wins too early with Essendon. But, hey, I wanted to open the phones right now on 52232955. Which AFL team has the worst supporters?
Open up a space for positivity this afternoon.
A bit of fun.
Happy Monday. I'll be honest, I would have never been caught dead going to that game on Saturday because I think Port Adelaide and Hawthorn supporters are probably the worst at the moment and have been for a very, very long time.
Well, you couldn't tell me because the Hawthorn supporters were whispering in that stadium. Not one of them was excited to see their team win.
They're so... I don't know what it is. Like, they obviously were very successful in the 2010s and they went down. Now they're good again. Shut up.
I'd say they'd be the worst supporters because they're not given anything they've got.
Yeah. Well, look, 52232955. Give us a call. Which team has the worst supporters in AFL? Did you also get a bit, like, lippy on Friday night as the Cats at GMHBA Stadium were dismantling the Dogs?
Look, no comment. You know me. I'm quite the lady when I'm at these games.
Never tells.
No,
okay.
I would never.
All right. Is that why you got kicked out of Bay A37 specifically?
I didn't get kicked out. I left on my own accord.
Well, you went around the office and you asked the people here at the radio station which team has the worst AFL supporters. Let's have a listen.
That's like a no-brainer. It's Collingwood, isn't it?
Collingwood. Collingwood for sure. They've got no teeth and they've got no idea.
Geelong. Oh, my God. It's Geelong. If you live in Geelong and you don't go for Geelong, they are insufferable.
Carlton, the mob, and they pile on. They just, the endless whinging, and then when it's going well, the endless gloating.
St Kilda. So I used to work at Marvel Stadium, a bit of background. And by far, the most entitled supporters and the worst club in the AFL.
Oh, wow. Just a poncho. We're not talking about the team's on-field success.
No. We're talking about the supporters.
I feel for Saints fans, though. They've only won one premiership in their entire existence.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, like, well, don't get us wrong. We love the Cats. But they're used to winning a lot, and it's challenging.
Let me tell you, since I've been on back in a winning team, I have been the worst. I get what she's saying about Geelong supporters because I'm one of them.
All right. Well, we wanted to hit the phones. Give us a call, 52232955. Which AFL team has the worst supporters? Chris from Mount Dunedin, what do you feel about this?
Well, it has to be Geelong supporters.
Oh, no.
Meow, my friend. Tell us more.
Just like someone else said before, it's like they're just insufferable. Like, you know, you don't live in Geelong, or you don't barrack for Geelong. If you live in Geelong, it's just crazy. It does your head in.
Meow your way out of this, Davo.
You watch a game and, like, they're booing at the opposition. It's like, come on, just ease up.
So, are you not booing at the opposition? Is that not what we're meant to do?
No, you don't.
Chris, who do you
You're
support?
You're getting in trouble and you don't like it,
Davo. I vote for the Mighty Tigers, and I tell you, 2020 was the sweetest year ever.
Can I just say, Chris, I think Richmond fans have been excellent. Obviously, before 2017, you had almost 40 years of waiting and hoping, and you won your 3 premierships in your 5 years, and I think all Richmond fans have handled it well because they're, it's not our time now. We've had our time.
We are used to crying in our soup, and
now you can cry into 3 premiership cups, so everything's not so bad.
Well, yeah.
Well,
still got more premierships than Geelong, though. So that's
all right. Well, here he goes, swiping the way out. But Geelong's the worst, apparently. All right.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I'm going to tell you something. You're either going to think this is really important, or you are going to not care about this whatsoever. And it's not going to impact your day to day yet. But you might be seeing this on the streets of Geelong one day. And don't you ever say I didn't tell you so.
Ooh.
We have been chatting about AI robots and humanoids for a while on this show, and I think it's definitely something that if you've seen it online, whether you're scrolling on your phone or, you know, you see these videos, and it used to just be like these like dog-looking things and little robots, and people would push them and they'd rebalance and these kind of things.
I would say my algorithm has really picked up that I quite like to see a robot, a new humanoid robot trip over or something. Yes. It's I laugh and I laugh and I laugh, and I know it's their origin story and we are going to be in strife one day.
The movie iRobot is a perfect example of why we shouldn't be laughing and doing these things, but here we are not learning from film. But and I don't know why it's like people are humanizing these robots. They're putting like singlets on them and stuff. And they're like walking.
It's ridiculous.
They're walking around like all cool.
Making them dance to Nicki Minaj. Like, what are we doing?
But there has been something that's happened over in Beijing in China. There was a human v robot half marathon.
Brilliant.
2025 humans took it out. Mm-hmm. Robots have not responded well. Lightning, the Chinese humanoid bright red robot, lived up to its name in a half marathon, beating 12,000 human competitors in just 50 minutes and 26 seconds. So this is a half marathon, so 26 Ks or so. It beat the human world record by nearly 7 minutes.
That's crazy. That's a fast robot. What are we doing? This is where we look around.
Make them slow.
And we need to slow them down.
Make them slow. Why are we putting them in a race format? So the only thing that slowed Lightning down was it ran into a rail. Now that standalone footage is hilarious. But there is, and there's a look in its eye when it crashes and it's like,
it knows.
No.
Disappointed.
Disappointment.
Determined.
And this thing is, for lack of a better term, fanging. Fanging down the roads of Beijing. It's beaten the human record by 7 minutes. Why are we making them fast? Make them slow. Make them dumb.
You know,
what are you doing?
You know, I'm genuinely concerned about this. We've spoken about it. As I mentioned before, we are now laughing at these robots. We're laughing. It's hilarious when they muck around. But you know what? They're going to remember this and they're coming for us.
Even I saw
very fast.
Yeah, very quickly.
This is Tim and Davo.
The podcast. All right, look, let's have a chat about some stadiums around the country.
All right.
This weekend, I had my very own gather round. I went to GMHBA Stadium, went to Marvel on Saturday as well.
Should have ticked off the G to have the big three here in Victoria.
Well, I recently went to the MCG. I've also been to Adelaide Oval, and I think I've been to I reckon that's it, to be honest.
TIO Stadium up in the
MT. Sorry, that is correct.
Yep.
Now, I do think that each stadium has a different energy.
100%. 100%. MCG, Coliseum, so big, right?
Yeah, huge. MCG, it is a roar. The crowd is huge. Obviously, the numbers are there, but also the vibes are high at MCG.
People are passionate about sport. Whatever sport they're going to see at the MCG, they're passionate about it.
Yeah, I mean, Adelaide Oval, another absolute riffraff place. I think it's crazy there.
It is perfect for Adelaide. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a full stadium, so you can see out there. There's the hill, which I think is the best thing ever.
Like I said, riffraff.
Yep, there's vines growing up the old parts of the stadium. Mm-hmm. It is the, personally, I'll be honest, my favourite stadium in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, the vibes there are high. And when you're in there, everyone is getting behind their team. They're roaring, they're screaming, they're, we say, misbehaving, as per the Port Adelaide fans. And then obviously Marvel Stadium. Now, GMHBA.
We love GMHBA Stadium. Now, I will, and you've come to realise this since moving to Geelong, the best food options of any stadium in the country.
150%. Couldn't agree more. It is a great offering and also a nice size of a stadium. Yep. Easy to get around.
The Reg Hickey Stand in particular, you can be on level two and feel like you're hovering above the players on the Moorabool Street side. Like, it's the best stadium if you want to be close to the action and get 40,000 people there.
Yeah, and that was good energy there. I think the crowd was roaring. People were going at it, you know, having a great time. Energy was lifted. Now let's talk about Marvel Stadium. I had my very first experience at Marvel Stadium for a football game on the weekend.
Marvel's probably been the stadium I've gone to the most as a footy fan.
Well, why would you? I'll tell you what, it was awful.
Yeah, it's very much. It was built in like 2001, and it's like walking into a time period of 2001.
I'm not even talking about the state of the stadium. Yeah. The stadium's fine. I mean, yes, it is a little bit older. It's no GMHBA Stadium, but the energy in there was horrific. Right. Now, I'm talking about going into this stadium. You're talking out in the halls. You've got your dim sims. You've got your beer. You're heading on in. And as you walk up the stairs into the stadium, it's like you could hear a pin drop. And not in a suspenseful way. Right. I was sitting next to my feral Port Adelaide supporting cousin who was screaming her head off, mortified, because I was having to whisper to have a chat. No one was up and about.
Well, this year at Marvel, they've said that, hey, we'll leave the roof open if it's nice weather. And then I saw this message right before the game and they said, oh, we're just going to close it. We're just going to close it for this one, even though it's like daytime and perfect weather. We're just going to close it. And Hawthorn, we spoke about earlier, Hawthorn fans are a bit funny. And it's at Hawthorn against Port. So Adelaide people are coming over here. Mm-hmm. And so you just think, it was a pretty close game. So it just wasn't up and about, like it was too quiet.
It was not up and about. I swear, even when the Hawks kicked goals, no one was cheering and yelling or standing up or getting their scarves out. Everyone was just quietly giving a little silent applaud. Maybe like, woo. And let me tell you, when Port was kicking it, my cousin was carrying the whole stadium.
And you would have loved the attention that brought sitting there. Did you have a Port Adelaide scarf on? Otherwise, you were worried she'd leave you there.
Is this something that's common knowledge about Marvel Stadium?
Well, it depends. I think some soulless teams can play there. And I say that with love because Essendon plays a lot of games there. And as an Essendon fan, and especially the last 20-odd years, we haven't been that flash. But Essendon has had good history of rocking up and being a very, like, for lack of a better term, like a club that's very...
lackluster.
And it's just like...
Failing, not doing too well.
All right. I've got the list. Don't you worry. I'm sorry I don't barrack for three teams every weekend to make sure I get a win.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise we hit a little sneaky point there.
But you can hear that what Essendon lacks for in excitement, it makes up for audible groans. So there's life there. But for like Doggies and Saints fans and Hawks fans, when they especially Hawks fan where their home game is the MCG, when they have to play at Marvel, the fans are a bit, I don't want to go that side of the river. Mm. I would never go. I'm not getting on a train.
Well, they were miserable to be there even with the win.
So Marvel Stadium. Do better. Get a hill.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.